Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Injuries galore in the NFL. It's been tough to watch, to be honest, and there have been some serious injuries. And then we've seen a ton of stuff like, you know, strained hamstrings, groin injuries, strained Achilles, let alone torn. And we thought, well, who's our go-to guy when we want to talk about athletes, getting them in shape, keeping them in shape, getting them healthy? And I thought, well, it's got to be our buddy Manny Economos. If you're a Cleveland Crunch fan, you'll remember Manny is the trainer of the Cleveland Crunch for 11 seasons. He was with the Lumberjacks, the Cleveland Thunderbolts, and he's currently the supervisor of Cleveland Clinic Sports Health Athletic Trainers. And he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Manny, how are you doing, buddy? Good to have you with us.
Hey, Manny.
Great to be with you guys today. Thanks for the invite.
So here we go, Manny. Everybody thought, well, we might see some injuries. And through 2 weeks of the NFL season, we're seeing injuries like absolute crazy. Is it as simple as they didn't have a normal offseason and preseason games, Manny?
You know, with the craziness of 2020 that we're seeing with everything that's going on, you know, that could probably be attributed to it. But when you look at the high level of athletes that it's happening to, especially at the NFL, where they have unbelievable resources for conditioning and training, and their sports medicine staffs are, you know, top notch. Is it just the violent, crazy nature of the NFL? You know, it's so hard to say. There's so many things that can go into injuries, specifically ACL injuries, Achilles injuries, but you would think that they would be going into the season, you know, in top performance. And in looking at some of the articles before I talked to you guys today, it was like everybody seemed to be in decent shape. Nobody's, you know, seemed to complain of being out of shape or being fatigued or anything like that going into the season. And really, week one, week two, you would think everybody'd be at their top performance where they haven't played a lot of games yet.
Manny, you know, there was a lot of talk about MetLife from last week in the turf. Saying that some of the players for the 49ers are just saying it's about the turf. Can you talk about the evolution of turf and how that's affected injuries? You know, I'm thinking back even when we were kids at Baldwin Wallace, and you would look at the turf they had there. That was like green concrete, and where we are with turf now and how that affects injuries and guys staying healthy.
I happened to be listening that day you were talking about that, and I remembered when I was at Indiana – as an athletic trainer, my first trip to Ohio State was way back in, you know, late 70s, and I stepped onto that carpet for the first time, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is just like carpet on concrete. And there are so many stadiums that had that in the past, and I think in the past you could say that true AstroTurf led to injuries as opposed to grass. But, you know, I'm not an expert. I can't speak on the field at MetLife Stadium. But in today's technology, field turf seems to be better. Maybe it's footwear. Maybe, you know, some days the carpet is stickier than other days. It's definitely, turf is definitely different than playing on grass where there's a little bit of leeway. So all these ACL injuries that you think about, they're usually non-contact. You know, it's a plant pivot twist where the foot doesn't have any give. You know, that's why it happens so much in basketball and in volleyball for girls. There, you know, there's no give to the surface. So, you know, I can't say is it surface related because, you know, they played at MetLife Stadium. I mean, there were other teams that have played there and have, you know, had the misfortune that San Francisco has.
Manny, when
so that's
when you're
a pretty vanilla answer. Sorry.
Yeah, but let me take that step further though. Let's get more vanilla. No, we mentioned footwear the other day, and the Niners have had a big issue. They had the big issue. I didn't notice that the Steelers had one when they played the Giants. We didn't notice that the Jets had one in that game. What if you're a trainer and you're looking at that? How big of a factor is that in what may have happened with the 49ers? Or if you're a trainer getting ready for your team to match up footwear with a field?
I'm sure the experts on all those teams are looking into everything that could have gone into play for those injuries. I would think that other staffs from around the NFL are also reaching out to San Francisco to find out what they were wearing, or maybe San Francisco maybe is reaching out to other athletic trainers in the league to see what, you know, what they were. Who knows? I'm not in either one of those situations to know exactly what's going on, but you have to take a look at footwear in any situation that you're at. You have to look at, you know, flexibility, conditioning, predisposing factors that these guys may have had. It's just odd that within the first 2 weeks, there were just so many injuries. And then you look at the Colts, I think they had two players tear their Achilles tendons within the first 2 weeks of the season. And that's odd as well. So, I don't have the answer. I'm sure those staffs are working diligently to find out what's going on in those situations.
Hey, Manny, when it comes to recovery time on some of these issues that we see, can you also talk about how recovery times have changed over the years? And I don't know if is it because the players are in better shape before the injury? Is it medicine? Why do we sometimes I always joke, I say tape an aspirin to it and send them back out there, but
right.
Really, when you think about how far we've come in getting guys back out into the field to play, how have we gotten to this point?
You know, I think it's the expertise of the physicians. I think they've gotten to be so proficient at what they're doing when they're repairing these ACLs. I know at the clinic we have a really strong group of sports health physicians that they're specializing in their techniques, and the better the technique, the better the rehab, the better the outcome. Years ago, the technique was a full open operation. Now it's done arthroscopically. So I really think the recovery goes back to the surgery, goes back to the surgeon, goes back to the expertise. And there are people out there that are trying to push the speedy recovery of the athlete. But, you know, we have to go on. We at the clinic use what we call our moon rehab protocol, that our returns are based on function, not just, you know, on a time frame. So when an athlete is able to do certain things, they're able to return. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I tell people, especially young athletes who aren't getting paid millions of dollars to be on the field, you know, give yourself the opportunity to heal. It might be a year before you're back 100% healthy, but, you know, within that time frame, do everything that you can, do your rehab. And the rehab is at times accelerated, and at times you have to take your time depending on the injuries. You know, we have bone bruises with ACL tears. We may have meniscus tears. So, you know, the rehabs and the return to activity are based on how well they function through their phases of rehab.
Manny Economos is joining us. He's the supervisor of Cleveland Clinic Sports Health Athletic Trainers, longtime former trainer of the Cleveland Crunch, our indoor soccer league team. Manny, there's one thing I've always wondered about, and you've heard this as years have gone by. The training of athletes is incredible now, with tons and tons of weightlifting, and they're training all the time. And I've heard people say, this guy's put too much muscle on that frame, and that's not a good thing. And then I see a guy like LeBron James, who has more muscle than, you know, more muscle than muscle knows what to do with. And I've watched LeBron stretch every game for like a half an hour. His trainer is there stretching him for a half an hour every game. And he takes incredible care of his body. Is there such a thing as too much muscle on a body resulting in all of these soft tissue injuries? Or is it a guy who really takes care of himself? Or is it genetic based? Because as an outsider looking at it, I can't make heads nor tails out of it. It doesn't make any sense to me one way or the other.
Bryson DeChambeau. How's that for a name about getting big and getting strong? You know, it does go to body type. It goes to what your body can withstand. Again, all these people, especially at the professional level, are working with nutritionists. And you know, if you look at an NBA training staff or an NFL training staff, you know, there's people that are experts in all phases of conditioning. So I would think probably when you get to the elite level, you know, the body types match their performance needs. I think we need to be careful working with our youth athletes, making sure they're not doing things, making sure they're not, you know, lifting in unsafe ways or doing too much or over conditioning or being too sport specific where they're only playing one sport all year and that's what they're training for all year long. So personally, that's a concern of mine, you know, just being a casual bystander in gyms, looking at 13 and 14-year-olds lifting weights that are way too heavy for them. I'm just imagining that, you know, that's not a good thing. So, you know, it could be genetics, but there are certain athletes that where you have muscle imbalances that could create potential for injury.
Manny, with everything that went on the last 2 weeks in the NFL, we appreciate the insight and learning a little bit about what's going on and maybe what you do about it from here. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate the invite and any time. You guys have
Thank
a great
so
weekend,
much.
Okay?
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, buddy. Manny Bye-bye. Economos from Cleveland Clinic Sports Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.